Good morning. Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today we are joined here by a few different members of K-State Research and Extension from Riley County. We've got Gary Fike on the Zoom line here today. Gary Fike is the Extension Director. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
We have John Job, 4-H agent with Riley County. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Megan Doherty, Family and Consumer Sciences agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you guys all on. Today we're going to get kind of a preview of what is coming up. We're about a week away from the Riley County Fair happening, and I know traditionally we'd be cheering and getting excited for all sorts of different things, and we're still going to do that. It's just a little differently this time around.
It's going to look a little different this year.
No doubt, but I understand there will still be some 4-H activities.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, Brandon, things kicked off yesterday with our annual fashion review event that took place all afternoon and ended yesterday, later afternoon, with the crowning of our 2020 Fair Royalty, which was two amazing 4-H'ers from Riley County named Annika Weavers and Chene Parker. And really, the fair just rolls right into the weekend. Tomorrow, we were cringing as we heard Dave say that it was going to be like 99 degrees out. We will be having really an all-day horse show out at Seco Park. So I hope that they bring water with them. You know, moving into next week, we will kick things off Tuesday with indoor projects on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And, you know, talking about things being a little bit different this year, we are calling this a 4-H only come and go fair. So what's going to happen those 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4-H'ers will show up with their projects. They'll be judged. Those projects will leave the Potter Fall building with them. And then, you know, keeping with fair tradition is starting Thursday, livestock will be showing up at the fairgrounds, and there will be 4-H'ers participating in livestock judging shows Thursday through Saturday. And really the difference with those this year is that they are what we call off the truck, is those livestock are coming in, they're participating in the show, and then they're getting back on the trucks and going home. So they're not staying overnight, which is the norm in any given year.
All right. So yeah, very come and go event here for the 4-H'ers. And I understand, and I've talked to Gary here a little bit in the past couple weeks, the static exhibits will be judged, but you won't be able to see them.
That's right. You know, this is the perfect opportunity to kind of insert how we are going to be engaging the public this year. You know, really the fair at its core is about our 4-H'ers and the opportunity to showcase. And we still want to be able to showcase to the public and, you know, have let them see the projects. And so what we're going to be doing is, I would say for anybody listening, stay tuned on our Riley County Extension Facebook page, not right now our 4-H page, our Extension Facebook page. And we will have links to a lot of different photos of projects that are being judged. In addition, for those those community members who love the livestock shows, is we will live stream all of the livestock shows on our Riley County Extension Facebook page. So you'll be able to see, you'll be able to hear, you just won't be able to smell.
Darn it, yeah. And, you know, the one thing I was looking forward to, again, was seeing that the pie judging contest, Megan. And what is going to be happening? Is there going to be anything different for that? Are they still going to be able to make the pies and have those judged?
Yeah, unfortunately this year we aren't able to do any of our open class exhibits. And with that comes the pie contest. So unfortunately we had to, just for safety reasons, get rid of that this year, but hopefully we'll be back up and running next year with that.
All right. Is there anything else your office is involved with that will be happening?
I mean, really, this is kind of it. And, you know, you kind of said it just a second ago, and Megan just kind of said it, is we are hoping that this is just a one-year thing. You know, we are obviously very passionate about the fair. Our families are passionate about the fair. And we definitely have heard from our constituents and community members that they are very passionate about the fair, too. So, you know, for those of us who are maybe having a hard time with this particular style of fair, just know we're looking to get back out there in 2021 and going bigger than we've ever done before. So just kind of ride with us through this time, and we'll be back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it's got to be tough because I know you can't really encourage people to come out because of the guidelines and such. But people, I love going to the fair. I know I'm one of them. It's one of the community events that's it's fun to go to. It's fun to be out and see people.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So obviously the 4-H display not being there kind of stinks for a lot of folks, but I think it'd be great if there is some way to, you know, a virtual thing, and it sounds like you've got that in the works.
Yeah, and again, just keep your eye on that Riley County Extension Facebook page. There's going to be a lot of stuff that'll be posted, live videos, photos, as I mentioned, all those livestock shows being live streamed. So anybody who kind of wants to get a feel for what we're doing is keep your eyes on that page.
As far as the judging is concerned, has there been any issue with getting judges to take a look at the projects?
Yeah, it's a great question. This has obviously been a process. There were things that were changing literally day by day, whether it was ordinance from the state or local government. And early on, there were a few judges that were immunocompromised or maybe not comfortable with that process, but we are going to do everything from a legality standpoint and in our power to keep both 4-H'ers and judges safe. So, you know, we're inside buildings, face masking up, we have barriers, we're going to social distance, all that kind of stuff. So for the most part, our judges have stuck with us through this process. So it's we appreciate them.
All right. Well, Riley County Fair happening next week, and really kind of activities underway. Gary, I know we talked a little bit about some of the things that are still happening. The commodity sale, that'll still take place.
The livestock sale, yes, yeah. Will still take place on Monday evening. So we'll still be doing that. But of course, the animals aren't there, so we'll be taking pictures of the 4-H'ers going into the ring with their animals or in the ring with the animals, and then we've got two large screen TVs and a projector provided by a generous 4-H benefactor. So we'll have pictures up on the screen and be doing the auction that way instead of with the actual sheep, lamb, pig, whatever, steer in the ring with the kids. So we'll still be doing that. So we're hoping for a good turnout and support for our 4-H'ers in that regard.
All right. Sounds good. Well, is there anything else we should highlight here coming up that people can look forward to?
Brandon, I do want to say one last. I want to give a plug for the annual 4-H Golden Clover. We know there's a lot of people in the community that like to look for this thing. Just know that it is still out there. Clues are posting daily, Monday through Friday, on our Riley County Extension Facebook page, also on Little Apple Post. So we have not received a call or no one has shown up with the Golden Clover. So if people are listening, get out there and find this thing.
All right. I have like a good scavenger hunt. That's always a lot of fun.
It's a cool prize package.
Cool. Well, John, Gary, Megan, thank you so much. And we'll look forward to some better talks on the fair next year.
Yes, in person.
In person, for sure. All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.